Lauren Schoenberg, author of the NPR Curious Listener's Guide to Jazz, was asked in an interview, if you could choose an event in jazz history that you could have attended, what would it be? And Schoenberg replied, I've debated about this, where to go in a time capsule. Many people say they would like to have been at the record date where Louis Armstrong recorded West End Blues or something like that. First of all, I would love to have been at a place that was not a recording. My own personal obsession that I hope I never get over is the music of Lester Young. I guess if there was one place I could be, it would be at the famous jam session in Kansas City in late 1933 with Coleman Hawkins and Lester Young. That is where I would want to go because, first of all, we don't know what Lester Young sounded like as a young man. He didn't make his first record until he was 28, and I would love to have heard him at 20 or 24 to see how he evolved. To hear him play that night, through the night and into the morning, exhausting himself with Coleman Hawkins is where I would wish to be. Words of Lauren Schoenberg in an interview with Jerry Jazz Musician in September 2002. Lauren Schoenberg wrote the essay on Lester Young in the Oxford Companion to Jazz, and he is a musician himself. Schoenberg will be bringing the band he directs to the University of Scranton on September 1st with a tribute to Prez, the life and music of Lester Young. Cheryl Boga, director of performance music at the University of Scranton, fills us in.
We just jump right in. Of course, this fall we're inaugurating our once and yet again president, our new president, who is a returning president, our new old president, our old new president, our beloved president, Father Pilares. So we'll be having his second inauguration this fall. And I thought it might be kind of fun. I was talking to Lauren Schoenberg, and we had planned on him coming with the National Jazz Museum and Harlem All-Stars to kick off the season. And as we talked about the program, we thought, why not Lester Young and have it be about the Prez? So we are kicking off the presidential inauguration semester with the amazing Lauren Schoenberg, bringing with him the Jazz Museum and Harlem All-Stars, National Jazz Museum and Harlem All-Stars. I have to get that right. And they're going to be doing a program that is the life and music of Lester Young. It's all free. 6:30, there is a pre-concert talk by Lauren about Prez's music and life and influence. And then at 7:30, right there, we have in the recital hall, which you enter by the same door as the concert hall, is where the 6:30 pre-concert talk is. And then at 7:30, the concert's in the hall about 10 steps away. Lauren is, every single time, we have three people, and you can name them. I'm always at a loss to explain. Lauren is one of them, because Lauren does everything. Lauren has done everything, does everything, but every single one of the things he does is about celebrating, preserving, and carrying the banner of American music and great music, just great music. And, you know, his associations, playing with all of the greats, music directing for all the greats, his arrangements are just legendary. As a musical director, you know, Bobby Short, Benny Goodman, he got the whole Benny Goodman archives together and settled up at Yale. He has won Grammys for his liner notes. He was the founding artistic director and executive director of the National Jazz Museum in Harlem. He wrote, of course, the NPR Curious Listener's Guide to Jazz. There kind of isn't anything Lauren doesn't do. He is an amazing teacher. He's taught not only on a regular basis at most of the major conservatories on both coasts, but also at major festivals, whether it's Aspen or, you know, the Stanford Lecture Series, American Jazz Orchestra, Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra, Smithsonian Masterworks Orchestra. He's played with them, he's conducted them, he's arranged for them. West German Radio Orchestra, there's one from left field in that bunch. He is regularly an advisor and an adjudicator for the Jazz at Lincoln Center, essentially Ellington competitions. He was an advisor on Ken Burns' jazz documentary, musical director for Bobby Short and for Benny Goodman toward the end of his life. Has written in the New York Times, has chapters in the Lester Young Reader, the Oxford Companion to Jazz, Masters of the Jazz Saxophone. He's just an amazing musician. He's a great player, saxophone and piano. And he'll always say things like, well, you know, I don't really play piano. Hello. Or, oh, I don't really practice on sax. A few visits back, he was standing on stage playing and his saxophone just started to fall apart. Keys just started falling off it and he just kept playing. And like on a rest, he said to me, can you get me another saxophone to use? And he kept playing this saxophone that the keys kept falling off. Because whoever, you know, he hadn't taken it in for a checkup and everything got loose and you're traveling with them and everything. And I mean, literally, they're falling off the instrument and onto the floor. And he's still finding a way to play his solos and his parts. He's just adapting. Every time a key falls off, he switches plans. It was just remarkable. He is unflappable. The kids love him. They call him a green light sax player. And that has carried down for a number of years. One time when he was scheduled to be here to play with our jazz band, and they learned so much just from listening to him. He has a way of explaining and delivering that is just so non-threatening, you know? It's just wonderful. He talks to them like colleagues. But he came and he was just coming back from vacation. All of his flights got goofed up. You know, all the transportation things. We ended up with no rehearsal at all. He ran in the door at 7:35. We started the concert at 7:30. The last thing I did, I talked to him. I said, whenever you get here, come on upstairs. I'll have somebody holding the door downstairs. He ran in the door, waved to everybody as he put his reed on, sat down in the middle of the song, and just, that was it. And that's what the kids call a green light singer or a green light player. They don't wait for it. They're just like right in there. You know, never batted an eyelash. Started cracking jokes, taking solos, clapping for the kids. Just wonderful and a brilliant musician. So I just always love having him here. And I'm very excited that we're going to be able to kick off the season with Lester Young. Because, of course, I love Lester Young and his music and his playing and his disciples. So it should be an exciting evening. It's all free Saturday, September 1st. And after the concert, the audience can mosey right down two blocks to La Festa Italiana. They could get some pizza and porchetta sandwiches and everything. Or they can come early, have dinner at La Festa. Come up to the concert. Saturday, September 1st. The pre-concert talk is at 6:30. Concert's at 7:30. And it's all in the University of Scranton Houlihan McLean Center, which is at the corner of Mulberry Street and Jefferson Avenue. The main entrance for the audience is on the Mulberry Street door. Parking is free in any university lot, and all of the events are free and open to the public. Seating's on a first-come, first-served basis. Friday, September 7th, we have a guitarist coming to do a recital. He'll also be bringing a bassist. It'll be a guitar-bass duo. But our guitarist is the great Matt Munisteri. You know, rave reviews, The Village Voice, The New Yorker, Acoustic Guitar Magazine. He's one of the great players and teachers alive today. And of course, last semester we had Frank Vignola here, and we found out that guitar players love masterclasses because we had about maybe 25 or 30 guitar players show up at the masterclass, and Frank knew what to do. So I said to Matt, will you do a masterclass? He's like, I love to teach. I said, really? What if 25 or 30 people? He's like, that's great. All levels. So we're in. So there'll be a masterclass and a concert. I met Matt when he came as part of the Irregulars, the group led by John Eric Kelso. And Matt and I really, we just hit it off. The kids were having such a great time talking to him and Kelso and asking questions and getting tips. And so I'm very excited to have him come. And he'll be doing a guitar masterclass in the afternoon. The masterclass is free, but we do ask that people pre-register for the masterclass. And they can do that either by sending us an email at music@scranton.edu or calling 570-941-7624. And then we'll send them a sheet. And this is so I can let the guest artist know all the different levels and ranges of experience they'll be dealing with so that as they prepare their plan for the masterclass, they can be sure that they take that into account and they'll have something for everybody. So yes, that masterclass is on the afternoon of Friday, September 7th, late afternoon, 4:30 actually, and the concert's at 7:30. It's free, it's open to the public. Matt plays guitar and banjo. He was actually, a lot of people know this. You know who knows this? Jimmy Connors knows this, former Mayor Connors. He knows that Matt was the guitarist and principal songwriter for the Flying Neutrinos. Apparently, everybody knows the Flying Neutrinos. I didn't know who they are. Basically, he's done arrangements of a lot of the songs that have won a lot of the headliners that he plays with Grammy Awards. His takes on his arrangements of the songs you know make you hear the song for the first time. And it's a way that, for me, I never would have heard it on my own, but then I hear his take on it, and I don't know how I ever heard it any other way. Really remarkable, and he's immersed in relating his art to his world and his world to his art in a way that shows in the music all the time. He writes lyrics, he writes music, he arranges, he accompanies, he solos, he's won all kinds of downbeat awards, Acoustic Guitar Magazine's Editor Choice Award. He has, of course, been on NPR numerous times because that's the place for great guitarists, right? You guys are it. You're the place for great guitarists. And he's busy all the time. He's busy all the time. He's played with Mark O'Connor, Catherine Russell, Herlin Riley, Reggie Veal, of course, Kelso, Bucky Pizzarelli, Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra, Vince Giordano's Nighthawks. He has solo CDs. He has numerous recordings, many, many recordings as a sideman, wouldn't even know where to start. And he has played with every kind of ensemble you can imagine. He's played with every kind of combination of things, an accordion, tuba, guitar trio. Name it, he's done it all. So I'm very excited to see what he's bringing. He has an old-timey sound. I don't, when he sings, there's a really neat old-timey sound to things. So I'm excited to hear him in our hall. And that's Friday, September 7th, 7:30, masterclass at 4:30, concert at 7:30, both free and open to the public, but we do ask for pre-registration for the masterclass.
Cheryl Boga, Director of Performance Music at the University of Scranton, speaking with us about the opening of the fall season that begins September 1st with a visit from Lauren Schoenberg and the National Jazz Museum in Harlem All-Stars, kicking off the season with a tribute to Prez, the life and music of Lester Young. The concert will begin at 7:30 p.m. at the Houlihan McLean Center, and at 6:30, Lauren Schoenberg will give a pre-concert talk on the life and music of Lester Young. Admission to the concert, admission to the talk, free. And if you need more information, you may check scranton.edu/music. That's Saturday, September 1st, the concert at 7:30 with a pre-concert talk at 6:30. Admission is free. A tribute to Prez, the life and music of Lester Young, with Lauren Schoenberg and the National Jazz Museum in Harlem All-Stars, kicking off the performance music season at the University of Scranton. And then rounding out that week, Friday, September 7th at 7:30 p.m., with a guitar masterclass at 4:30, in recital, Matt Munisteri, who is a guitarist, and he'll be bringing a bassist with him. And you will be able to attend that performance and that masterclass free of charge. They just ask that you register for the guitar masterclass at 4:30 on Friday, September 7th in advance. And for more information on these performances, you may visit the website scranton.edu/music, scranton.edu/music. And to register for the free masterclass with guitarist Matt Munisteri, it's going to take place at 4:30 on Friday, September 7th at the University of Scranton. You may email music@scranton.edu, music@scranton.edu.